Hello and welcome back to the Queensland Seafood Industry Association podcast series. Welcome you to what is going to be a difficult discussion, but one that needs to be aired publicly, and a lot more of these discussions to come around the recently released, and it's barely a week since it has been released, the Great Sydney Marine Park Zoning Plan Review. There is a public feedback process that closes on the 23rd of October, and much has been said on social media, particularly by those in the recreational sector and some organizations, around the benefits of what's coming. There is another story here, and one that's significant to industry operators, and to what we call the silent stakeholder or the community around what's going to happen. But my guest today is a commercial fisher in the region. His name is Ethan Hughes. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Okay, and I understand the impact on this on you, so I'm sorry to hear that the plan has come out this way. It's a ridiculous way to manage a marine park, and we will get more into that as more podcasts are recorded and put out publicly for the public's consumption, and more importantly, to give another view with what is, I'm trying to find the right word here, very poorly considered legislation around the zoning that could have been undertaken in a way to share the resource amongst all users in the marine park, but it hasn't quite panned out that way, particularly under this draft plan. So, Ethan, can I start by getting you to introduce yourself to those that are listening, and then a bit of a background as to why you got into commercial fishing?
I started commercial fishing about 18 years ago. I didn't have much work at the time, and my dad was a commercial fisher, so he put me onto it, and I thought I'd follow his footsteps. And I had a go at it and loved it, and just grew from there. And it was something I was hoping to pass down to my sons, but the look of this marine park, I don't think that's going to be happening.
From the perspective of the plan as it's currently written, Ethan, what's it going to mean for you from let's start it firstly, a business perspective? What will this mean for your business in terms of impacts?
Oh, I reckon I'll lose at least 80% of my income. I don't know whether we'll be able to keep going. I'll try, just because I love the fishing industry so much, but I'm not sure that it'll be possible. They're just shutting down that much area. Yeah, I don't know. It'll be viable to keep going.
And you're currently working in the net fishery there?
Yeah, I work in the barramundi fishery mostly, and shark fishery. Pretty well everywhere I spend most of my time, they're shutting down. So I think they've been watching VMSs or something like that, because just every area is just gone.
Yeah, that's something we can discuss, I guess. The fact that if you look at some of those maps that were presented, looks like they were prepared at least 2 years ago, and it seems more than a little coincidental that there was an introduction of both quota management and zoning, as well as vessel tracking, before this particular plan came out. And that's going to have the impacts that it's going to have in the GSMP. So what is this going to mean for your family and your situation where you live now? Are you going to have to move to find other work in industry?
That's one idea I've got in my head, but we're just sort of playing it day by day for now, because we just really don't know what we're going to do. We've got a good little setup here, got a little family here, and we love living where we live. We don't want to move, but we may have to move further north or somewhere else, but the same thing's probably going to happen again, because it just doesn't seem to ever stop. First was the quota, and then this. You know, they told us the quota was going to fix all our problems, so I bought $100,000 worth of quota, and it hasn't fixed any problems.
Yeah, that's not an insignificant investment. And this is, I guess I get your comment on here, if I could, Ethan, that one of the unintended consequences of the zoning plan as it's written now, because it apparently is a draft that we can have some input to, but under the way it's currently written, it does not take into account at all that local commercial fishermen live and work and live in the same area. So this is going to have not just financial implications, but also implications on where people can live. So you're out there working. What are you hearing from other commercial fishers about the impacts of the proposed plan as it's currently shaped?
Well, everyone I know, they're all pretty well in shock, I think, but yeah, they're all going to be in a lot of trouble. And I don't know whether too many of them will move. I'm one of the younger ones, so some of them will probably just give it up or just poke along and do the little bit they're allowed to do. Semi-retire, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, everyone's going to be hit very hard with this.
Let me ask you something else then, in addition to what we've been talking about. If you had the opportunity to say something to the Minister for Environment and Science about this plan, what would you say to her?
I'd say to her, just have a think about the families' lives you're ruining and the impact you're making on all the little families around the place. It's just going to destroy. And think about that before you do this for nothing, because it's all for nothing. It's not going to boost any tourism. The tourism in Hervey Bay is fine. Like, they're catching fish everywhere, the wrecks. You only got to look on social media and you see good catches all around the place.
So what stands out in this plan, and I might get your view on this if I can, Ethan, before we wrap up, and again, I appreciate your time on this. I know how difficult the situation is, mate, that if it's good enough for the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority to have a multi-use marine park that allows every form of commercial fishing with restrictions like you'll find in any marine park, why do this now in the GSMP to zone most of us out of existence in that marine park? It just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, no, it makes no sense at all. And I think commercial fishing is a part of our history here in this town, so why not protect that also as part of the marine park?
Ethan, thanks for your time, mate.
No worries. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you for listening. This has been the QSI podcast series. We'll catch everyone on the next podcast.